Here we are, end of the week, getting ready for football tomorrow, and Freddie Kiger's in here. He's getting ready for a busy weekend, too, right?
Yep. I'm working Miami-Duke tonight for ESPN, and then with the ACC Network crew, we'll go over to Carter-Finley and work Syracuse-NC State. Thank God I don't have to go anywhere close to RDU Airport.
So you're doing two games this weekend?
Yep.
Wow.
That's all right.
Well,
it's
you
good.
Know.
It's good to be wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And get paid for it, too.
But this is true. This is true.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I know you're busy keeping stats and stuff, and you don't really, you know, get a chance to just sit and watch the game like a casual fan. But still, a lot of people out there probably think, wow, I would love to have that job.
That's a great job.
Yeah.
No complaints out of me.
Yeah. It really is terrific that you've worked yourself
well,
into that
well,
and done
I've
it for so many years.
Very blessed.
Yeah.
Very blessed.
But you deserve it because
you've
certainly paid your dues.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a question about UNC football traveling down to Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Hot Atlanta. Yep.
Georgia Tech.
I hate going down there, by the way.
I'm going to tell you something.
I hate playing.
And we're going down there, you know, today and to play tomorrow like a MASH unit.
Yeah. No kidding.
Gee, willikers.
I mean, it's like, it really is. I'm going to start playing the theme song from MASH.
Holy smoke.
Everybody's hurt.
I mean, I can still remember the day Kelvin Bryant.
Yeah.
After six touchdowns against ECU, and then five the next week. And so we go down to Georgia Tech with Sports Illustrated and everybody talking about, at that point, a real front runner for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, he was.
And then he gets chipped along the right sideline and knee problem.
That
knee
was
issue.
It. That's right.
Oh.
And he never was quite the same. He had a successful go in the World Football League,
yep.
I guess it was.
Yep.
Philadelphia Stars.
Yep.
And
Washington Redskins.
I don't think he was ever quite the same after that injury.
He was still pretty doggone good.
Yeah, he was.
But he liked running on Astro Grass.
That's right.
You remember that?
That's kind of a private joke. Yeah, I do. Ask Kelvin a question. What would he always say?
You go ahead.
I don't know. You have to go ask Amos.
I was Billy Johnson. Are you thinking about that one?
No, I don't remember that. I remember Kelvin saying that.
Oh, okay. Well, we have like two or three.
Billy Johnson and Doug Pascoe used to compliment each other. That's another story.
Yeah, it's another one.
Well, what kind
here's
of
our question.
You got?
In 1987, this Tar Heel quarterback threw for 406 yards.
Whoa.
And it's still the most passing yards for a Carolina quarterback against the Jackets in the series history.
Mm-hmm.
Name the Tar Heel quarterback whose bloodline continues to shine right here in Chapel Hill.
Very brightly.
Yes, it does. If you know the answer, and it should be obvious by now, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
You get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, and at Cruisers, you are
so good to go.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
You're talking about that guy who had a record-setting performance against Georgia Tech back in the 1987 football season.
406 yards.
Amazing.
Yes.
His name was Mark May.
That is correct.
And his son is on the UNC campus right now, lighting it up on the basketball court.
Luke May.
And Mark May is saying, Luke, I'm your father. Do me proud.
Yeah, Mark May, 406 passing yards, led the Heels to a September the 19th win down in Atlanta in 1987.
Yeah.
Heels won 30-23, and I think one of those touchdowns was over 80 yards, a bomb.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Mark May is a good guy, and you know what?
What?
His sons are good folk.
Chip off the old block.
Good folk.
Yeah.
And how about that? Luke wins a national championship, and his brother wins a national championship the same season playing baseball for the Florida Gators. How cool is that? How often does that happen?
Good athletes in that family. That's for sure.
And you know what? Even more so, good people.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the question.
You
know,
thank you.
A lot of Tar Heel fans got excited about that, thinking about Mark May's performance and about Luke May's performance in the upcoming season.
And we get, another season of them. Good luck to the Heels and
beat
play
Georgia
well.
Tech.
Yep.